USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A monster Hurricane Florence still taking aim at the U.S. East Coast. It could bring deadly flooding even inland. Here's more from Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center.
And it's forecast to continue to approach the East Coast of the United States over the next day or so. And it's expected to be very near the coast of North Carolina as we get into late Thursday, early on Friday.
A report in the Washington Post is claiming President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is talking to the special counsel in the Russia investigation about a possible plea deal. Pope Francis planning to meet tomorrow with a delegation of U.S. bishops to discuss the clergy sex abuse scandals. Cardinal Donald Worrell of Washington, D.C. under fire for allegedly covering up abuse scandals when he was a bishop in Pittsburgh. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We told you at the top about Hurricane Florence. Meanwhile, the hurricane watch in the Pacific starting to look a little bit better for Hawaii, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
What was Hurricane Olivia is now a tropical storm, and it's bearing down on the Hawaiian island of Maui. A tropical storm warning, high surf warning, and flash flood watch are in effect for Maui County. The Hawaii State Department of Education announced that all school activities are canceled. Hana High and Hana Elementary will also be closed.
The Democratic governor of Rhode Island to face a progressive left-wing challenger in a primary today. Governor Gina Raimondo is facing the challenge from former Rhode Island Secretary of State Matt Brown, who's an anti-nuclear activist and nonprofit exec. Federal regulators reportedly rejecting Wells Fargo's plan to repay customers the bank forced to buy car insurance they didn't need, saying that Wells Fargo needs to do more to find and repay everyone. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Five suspects will be arraigned today in the New Mexico compound case. All five indicted yesterday on firearms and conspiracy charges. The indictment claims they transported firearms and ammunition from Georgia to New Mexico in December to try to train 11 kids to carry out violent attacks on the government and other institutions. And a major wildfire continues to burn unchecked in Northern California. The Delta fire has burned over 53,000 acres. And that blaze north of Redding is still only 5% contained. The area could face a tough couple of days of weather, too, as parts of Northern California are now under a high wind warning through the late part of the day on Thursday. Apple will be announcing what's up and coming for its product line today at its fall event with CEO Tim Cook, who's expected to show off the latest updates to the iPhone X. For those who don't feel like forking over a grand for a pocket computer, the company expects to start rolling out some of its iPhone X features into lower-cost devices. There are also expected to be some minor updates to the Apple Watch and Apple AirPods. And some tennis umpires are reportedly talking about boycotting Serena Williams matches after her behavior during the U.S. Open women's final. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.